This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. It's a beautiful time of year, summer waning and fall slipping into its spot. At our home near the banks of the Ojolote, I've fallen into sort of a fall biorhythm, waking up at 5 instead of 4. Sometimes I still wake at 4, but stay in bed, at least, in hopes of getting some more Z's till 5. And at 5, the sun is still taking its sweet time cresting the Chiricahua Mountains. And that makes for great lighting, and it's a fun time to wander our yard. The yard being, you know, that area that's fenced in around our 1991 Marvelette. It's a couple acres. Easily. So maybe it's not a yard, maybe it's the Mosquitie compound. And so we wander our compound with dogs Choo Choo and Farley and two cats, Lulu and Buster. We check out the morning glories, the native Ipomoea purpurea. I say native, I know it was introduced umpteen years ago from the tropics, but it's pretty blue flowers. But we also have a selection of called Ipomoea purpurea Grandpa Ott's, and it is a dark, dark purple. Oh my goodness gracious. That Grandpa Ott's morning glory is so beautiful. The funnel-shaped flower has a white throat, and it captures morning sun, right? It reflects in there, making the interior of this dark purple flower glow mysteriously. Morning glory flowers unfurl. The calyx and the petals are all rolled up before blooming in the night. One morning, we noticed that a Grandpa Ott's must have been chewed on by an insect while still furled up, and it opened with interesting cut patterns on the petals. Sort of like those snowflakes, or those little funny things we made in grade school, first, second grade, with folded paper and dull scissors. And so anyway, the dogs and cats and me, we wander, we catch the hooker primrose blooming, the long, long blooms of Mirabilis longiflora, good species name. What cool moth pollinates a narrow 6-inch long blossom, right? Oh, yeah. And we wander into our garden, check for cukes or squash or tomatoes that may have grown since the day before. We sometimes catch a horned worm resting on a naked tomato stem. Was that a good meal, you rascal? It's black frask, the fecal pellets littering the soil below, eating all night. You can't have this, I say, and tug at its magnificent thick green body. Its little Velcro feet hold tightly, but I usually win. It's the larva of a sphinx moth called Manduca sexta. Isn't that great? It sounds like an exciting yoga position, but Manduca comes from the Latin for glutton, and I'll say, listen, you tubby green monster, but listen, this turns into a huge moth. I think I was reading, it was the entomologist Carl Olson said, it's like a flying cigar. No, man, these guys are out there pollinating some cool stuff, but don't eat my tomatoes, you glutton. Go eat some datura or some other nightshade that's not in my garden. You know, but more morning walking around the Mosquitie compound will reveal another moth larva, the white-lined sphinx moth caterpillars. Oh, yeah. It's a good year for these. I mean, by good year, I say there are like a billion of them. You don't see one 3-inch long one of these rascals. You see many. I can stand in the spot and count 20, 30, 40. Interesting thing is they don't mess with your garden or your landscape. They love plants in the 4 o'clock family. And around our place, that means spiderlings. They just gobble it up. All across the land, summer rains encourage the growth of Borjavia species. And Borjavias are the spiderlings. And white-lined sphinx moth larvae find them delicious. Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, my goodness. There are so many of these caterpillars. You can't drive down the road without crushing them. The blacktop, the narrow two-lane blacktops, are stained by dead white-lined sphinx moth caterpillars. And when they're done eating, if they haven't been crushed and driven over, they'll dig a 1-inch, 2-inch deep hole in the dirt and crawl in it to pupate. This sometimes can be just like a buffet for a wandering by skunk who could just walk down and pop out these little 2-inch deep holes and yum. I suspect that like many caterpillars, their job in life is to feed others. I do believe that. And I bet it's the white-lined sphinx moth, by the way, that pollinates the Mirabilis longiflora, and I bet it visits night-blooming cactus, and I know it visits evening primroses of all sorts. What a job, you know, pollinate and help feed the masses of other wild critters. Sometimes these morning walks with our dogs and cats are overwhelming with interesting flora and fauna. It's just amazing. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.